Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. As we get you set for the Giants and Washington Redskins Monday night down in our nation's capital. Joining me as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications.
You got something in your eyes.
How are you, buddy?
I'm with Tom Coughlin. Let's change the course of this conversation. I'm tired of talking about losing games. He did that.
They did that in a big way. Fuchs joins us again this week. And did answer some of your questions?
It's nice to see the Giants come out of their hibernation. What swoon? What dead arm? Ohm? Is there a dead arm?
No dead arm. Ohm Youngmeeksoop joins us from ESPN New York. And Ohm, look, the Giants look like they took that bye week. And they did some different things with some different looks, and they look like a totally refreshed football team.
I think what happened, the bye, you know what the answer to Swoon is? A bye in week 10 or 11, whatever it is. The coaches did their job during the bye week. You saw the adjustments that they made. They got creative with using personnel. I like some of the play packages they called, like that fake end around, and then the screen play, the Ahmad Bradshaw for 59 yards, and then the players completely looked recharged and refreshed. And the bye does the body good.
It was real simple. In the trenches, the Giants decided to dominate. They dominated on the offensive line of scrimmage early, Bradshaw with the big run. And then on defense, their line just took over the game. Now, it helps when you don't have to worry about a running back, which the Redskins do have. But, boy, when you hit Aaron Rodgers 50% of the time when he drops back the pass, you're getting the job done.
What was your stat? You guys had a stat on how much we've – I don't want to throw you here. Didn't you have a stat that – 17 out of the 33 dropbacks we hit Rodgers,
yeah,
which is the highest percentage of a quarterback getting hit by the opposition of any game in the NFL this year.
Yeah, and that's the thing that Fuchs pointed on. When you know that the Packers don't have a running game,
they don't have one.
You can just drop with a three safety look.
Absolutely.
With Kenny Phillips back, number one. That also helped coming out of the bye.
Yeah, two linebackers.
But they were able to drop Stevie Brown and Kenny Phillips back, let Antrel Roll just wreak havoc up front.
Do his thing up front,
and then dare the Packers to run. And when the Packers couldn't run, it was time to tee off on Aaron Rodgers.
I feel like I'm sitting with two Carl Banks here, Bobby.
Well, the three safety, which they used a lot last year, but the configuration of Stevie Brown, Kenny Phillips, and Antrel Roll is much more athletic than when Deion Grant was in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't we have a four safety look at 1.2?
Yes. Yeah.
With Will Hill in there.
And I like Roll's comment when I said, do you like being back in the box and a nickel? He goes, look, I like playing safety, but I like winning better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. He knows that he has to play a role, and he's willing to do it.
All right. Now, the one bad news out of this game is that Andre Brown suffers the injury. How much do you think this is going to affect this team?
I think it's going to have an impact.
Yes.
I mean, you saw in that game that the coaches made an effort to really split the carries with him and Bradshaw. It was like Bradshaw in one series and Brown in another. It's going to impact the goal line.
Thunder and lightning.
And now, for the future, we don't know as far as Bradshaw how many carries it's going to take a toll on his body, because that's the problem with Bradshaw.
And everybody gets to see Wilson now step up and let's see what he has.
Well, there's two things. One is, right, and that's what Tom Coughlin said this week. It's his time. Let's go.
Man up.
It's his time. And the second thing is talking about coming out of the bye. And to me, the person that exemplified and personified the freshness of the team coming out of the bye was Ahmad Bradshaw. Right off the bat, you could tell that he was refreshed. He was quick. And he was ready to roll.
And the good news for the Giants is the fact that because they blew the Packers out, they didn't have to play Bradshaw at all really in the second half.
Yeah.
Even after Andre Brown got hurt, they just threw David Wilson in there, so they kept Bradshaw fresh at least for that game. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Giant running back situation. Plus, we'll take your questions via Twitter as we continue with Giants Online after this.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. Giants and Redskins on Monday night down at FedEx Field. All right, so we were talking about the running back situation. David Wilson is going to get his opportunity. However, Andre Brown brought an element that I'm not sure Wilson's it's not necessarily Wilson's game.
He can run
physicality.
Through the tackles, right?
What do they do to make up for that?
You know, that's a great question because he really gave them the thunder that I think they lost when Jacobs went. You know, they need that, especially when the games get cold. You know, you go down to Washington. You need somebody who can wear down a defense. So,
Okay. Number 10. You saw
that's right.
Lower the bone.
And you know what? Some
he
of the players.
He established it. He did a Brandon Jacobs.
And
he lowered the bone on a guy.
Including Marcellus Bennett said that was the big key turnaround in the game for them. It got them all pumped up when they saw him do that.
That's what Victor Cruz called it. He lowered the boom. You know what, though? I still want to see the coaches use David Wilson. You know, I've heard this for weeks.
It's coming on.
I've heard it for weeks. I want to see it. I want to see David Wilson.
You sound like Tom Coughlin. Tom Coughlin's been saying the same thing.
They have no choice now.
As much as Andre Brown brought that physical element, I think Wilson can bring that speed on the edge.
Well, here's the other. Brown brought the physical element. The other thing he brought, his running style is north and south,
right.
as opposed to Ahmad.
Right,
who,
east-west.
Well, he gets north and south, but he's more – David Wilson is a north and south runner, too. So I understand the physical aspect of it, but what David Wilson has that Andre Brown has is
the second
and
year.
He's a playmaker.
Right.
And
yes.
I think you can't have enough playmakers on the field.
But I would say, you know, the changeup really works because you have one guy who does something completely different than the other. These guys are a little bit more similar.
All right, time for our questions via Twitter. So we basically just answered at Big Biz 970's question about David Wilson. So the next question we go to is at Boardroom. Why can't the Giants play at the same level as they did against the Packers and Niners on a more consistent basis?
Well, that's a challenge.
That is a great question. But I think it really comes up to one thing. This team is sleepwalking right now for the season because they're waiting for something to grab their interest. And you know what? San Francisco grabbed their interest. And Green Bay grabbed their interest. And, you know, this team just waits, and then all of a sudden it shows that they can be the best team in football.
Dallas had their interest when they went down to Dallas.
For a half.
Listen.
Defensively, it had their interest.
Every team in the league, the other 31 teams in the league, sit and ask the same question. When they have a good performance, they say, how do we keep that going? Yes, they do.
No,
there's no team in the league.
Right.
There is an ebb and flow to an
NFL
season.
No, but I don't think there's a team in the league that can look like they're the best team in the league.
Oh, I'll give you one.
Go ahead.
Didn't the New England Patriots lose at home to Arizona?
No, but when did
they
look? But when did they look like they're the best team in the league? I don't think New England and their secondary has ever looked like the best team in the league this year. The Giants clearly look like the best team in football.
I don't know what that means.
The Giants look like they were the best bet to win the Super Bowl against San Francisco and against
being the best team in the league.
Okay.
Don't tell me who looks like the best in Week 7. It doesn't mean anything, right? That's what the next 5 weeks are about.
Pat, you just need to bring in Adam Merchant in before every game.
That's
what you need to do. Let him give
Bless
the inspirational
him.
Speech.
All right, here's the next question. At Giants fan 56, with the injury to Dominic Hickson, has Reuben Randall become the best third wide receiver option?
Clearly the light has gone on for Reuben Randall.
I think they need to get him a little more involved.
Want everybody else.
You can only line up 11, and there's only one football.
Did you like Akeem Nicks get involved? Really?
I did.
Okay,
I did.
So, you know.
But they need a third threat. They needed that for a long time. Whether it was Martellus Bennett or a third receiver. And I think for a while they were using it by committee. And I think now they have found the guy, Reuben Randall, that can do that.
I would argue that maybe Reuben Randall now is ready to step up and handle that role. And he proved it. He made some catches. And now they'll give him a little bit more.
All right. Next question. At GMen10, how can the Giants defense limit the breakdowns in coverage? We seem to have at least one per game.
Well, yes, that is true. And I think that last one was on Corey Webster. Yeah. I think the three safety look, if Kenny Phillips can stay healthy, I think that'll help a lot because now you got a regular back there who can help with the communication. But those breakdowns, I think it's still going to be there from time to time.
I think if they rush the passer like they did the other night with all those guys, you know, killing the quarterback, I think that helps the coverage.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll zero in on the Giants and Redskins on Monday night as we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable. but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Welcome back to Giants Online here on Giants.com. All right, Monday night, Giants and Washington Redskins. Now, at the time of this taping and this airing, the Giants are still going to have a couple more practices to get under their belt with the game taking
place
on Monday night.
How about the first practice?
All right. But okay. With that said, yeah. Robert Griffin III.
RG3.
Huge last couple of weeks. In fact, the stat that I was reading, his quarterback rating in his last two starts is the highest combined rating of any quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Wow, that's impressive.
For a rookie.
Only four interceptions.
Nine incompletions.
Nine incompletions. All right, so the Giants have seen him. They're the first team that gets to play him for a second time. What are some of the things that they need to do to be effective here?
Well, it starts up front. It really does. You have to stop Alfred Morris from running all over you like he did last time, because then, obviously, you know about balance, obviously. They have balance, and then all of a sudden RG can do his thing. And remember, Mr. Hanlon.
That's RG3.
Pierre Garçon didn't play last time, and he is starting to come on, and he's going to have some rest. So that's going to give him a big weapon for this Giant game.
If you're going to use the three safety look this time, you can't keep them both back. You can't dare them to run. I think you do have to stop the run and take your chances with him throwing as good as he has been. You're going to have to make Santana Moss. You're going to have to make Pierre Garçon, who was not in that first game, beat you guys. You're going to have to trust your corners to be able to shut those guys down, because you got to contain Robert Griffin. Remember, Rodgers was running for his life for most of the game, and he was able to get loose a little bit, but they were able to contain him. You can't let Robert Griffin run around all over the field. Sooner or later, he's going to break one.
And the biggest thing is Washington is number two in the league in rushing, so it's not like a fluke. This team wants to run the ball, and they know the only way to beat the Giants is to keep Eli Manning off the field.
One of the things that the Giants did against Rodgers was not only did they get pressure, but Rodgers is lethal when he runs.
Right.
I mean,
different
kind of running.
Yeah.
But the Giants' speed on their defensive line and linebackers forced Rodgers a lot of times when he got out and then was looking to run, he had to stop. Yeah. So does that give the Giants a little bit of an edge that other teams don't have when they go against this guy?
I don't think so, only because the Giants linemen never get tired when you play against the Packers. When you got a team running the ball down your throat, you get tired. And they never got tired in that game. They were just able to pin their ears back and run after Rodgers. This Morris thing is a concern, because it's going to give the pass rushers who just want to rush the quarterback, they're going to have to get physical.
Like and it's not like a situation. This Morris thing. We got to get it under control.
It's also mentally taxing when you face the Redskins. I asked Justin Tuck this the last time. I said, you know, it looked like a lot of guys were going after the wrong guy. And he was like, well, that's kind of by design. Each guy has their own guy that they're supposed to take no matter what. So you see guys tackling guys that don't even have the ball. And that's the thing with Robert Griffin III. You don't know who has the ball.
That goes to Bobby's point, though. We're the first team, right? So that was the first time we saw that. And it's a well-designed scheme. It's a well-executed scheme. And again, it's the first time we'd seen this game with RG3 operating it. It was the first time we'd seen up close and personal RG3 speed. We've seen it now. Okay, what are you going to do about it?
Right. But my thing is, you didn't see them have a real threat down the field, and Pierre Garçon gives them that. If you worry about the backfield thing, if you worry about RG, he's going to throw it 50 yards down
the field. Listen, regardless of what the scheme is, it all comes back to the same thing, to your point of balance. You have to stop, and it's what we talk about every week. You have to stop the run. You have to make the other guy one-dimensional.
All right, prediction time. Fooch. Come on.
I'm going to go Washington. I think this is an emotional game for Washington. And they need this game.
I'm
going to
tell you what
this game means more to this team than it does the Giants. So I'm going Redskins 27, Giants 24.
I'm going to tell you what you can do with that helmet, okay? And it's not put it on your head.
As a Washingtonian who grew up in the D.C. area, this is probably the biggest thing in Washington, D.C. They are on Monday Night Football. Robert Griffin III's Monday night debut. And until the Giants show me that they can win two in a row and that mentality is there, I'm going with the Washington Redskins.
There you go, buddy.
Wow.
At least
you prefaced it with your roots. Thank you.
I don't have any.
Didn't
roots.
The Giants have a four-game winning streak at home? Hey. Until they prove they can win two in a row. I don't know. We're out of time.
That
old quarterback is gone.
We're out of time. Enjoy your football. We'll see you next week right here on Giants.com for another installment of Giants Online.